It is Seeds of Success, a look at leaders in the local agricultural sector, brought to you by Sunderland Co-op, Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, and the Peterborough County Cattlemen's Association. PTBOtoday.ca's Paul Rellinger spoke with Mike Follis, who runs Follis Land and Cattle.
Well, a quick history would be to go back as far as 1985 when I was 10 years old. My parents bought a farm over near Lakefield, where I grew up from then on. We've always had beef cattle. We had a few other commodities in there because Dad would let us try anything. So we ended up with some hogs for a while and some farrow to finish hogs. We milked cows for a while. We shipped cream up until about 1996, I think. We raised veal calves from about 1982-ish, kind of renting property, and then ended up buying a farm. But we always had, 10 or 20 beef cows around. So.
Was it, something that you knew at a young age that this was going to be, what you'd be doing for the rest of your life? Was it almost predestined in a way?
Well, my parents go back into the 60s, even were renting property to have cattle when they couldn't afford a farm. And I kind of almost can still visualize the day when I was about 10 years old, my dad asked me if I'd like to live on a farm. They'd already bought the farm, but he was just getting my approval, I suppose, as a young boy. So I've always been interested. And even as a teenager, I worked on other farms growing up and at our own home farm at the same time, and until I went away to school for a little bit.
And here you are all these years later.
Yeah. So in about, it was 2004 that my wife and I purchased our farm. So it's about 3 concessions south of my mom's, and we started around 04 and had a few of our own cows that we kept at mom and dad's, and we moved them here in 04 or 05 when we moved in and got things set up. And unfortunately we had a fire in 05 and lost them all in a barn fire, and so we rebuilt right away. And in 06 or 07 we were still in the building stages, but by 2009-10 we had cattle back here again. And our son was about 2 when we moved to the farm in 04, and he showed an interest in the cattle right away. He loves being around animals. So he was we signed him up for 4-H, and he started showing cattle with a friend of ours for a couple of years. And then we dove into the purebred game, still having a commercial herd on the side, but we dove into the purebred thing pretty hard. As far as I'm concerned, got to have all those options there when you're showing cattle for 4-H. So, anyways, it's bit of a passion now for our family working together on it.
What can you tell us, Mike, about the current operation? What do you specialize in? What are areas of primary interest for your farming operation?
Well, our farming operation has changed a little bit. My dad passed in 2016, and he had Charlet cattle and Simmental cattle. And Simmental cattle are what my mom and him started with back in the late 60s, early 70s. And so we've always had some Simmental cows around, and I kind of grew fond of them. They're a little different than our purebred Angus breed. So we use our purebred bulls on the Simmental cattle, and we cross them out there. It's called an F1 kind of thing. And we try and get the black baldy looking animals, steers that are kind of sought after at sales. And then our purebred herd as well is, we pick up the best breeding stock, and then the rest just go for stocker cattle as well. So we have recently sold in some county sales in the last year or so. Usually for about the last 8 or so years, we've been selling privately to feedlots over near Little Britain and up into Downeyville area, guys that finish cattle there.